It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast today. We're talking about changing your love life, your relationship from the inside out. So you can kind of interchange those words, either love life or relationship. And you say, well, no, Robert, I broke up from my relationship and we're not in a relationship anymore. You're in a relationship. It's just not active. It's, you know, the communication is non-communication. So no matter what your situation, you have a relationship. And if you want it to be better, if you want it to be more enriched, then working from the inside out is essential. Everybody wants to, when it comes to relationships, I guess the natural way of going about things is to work from the outside. You know, you've got to change. You've got to do this. This has got to happen first, that kind of thing. Well, those kind of changes do take place, but if you want them to last, if you want them to be meaningful, if you want those changes to be from the heart, then they have to come from the inside out. There has to be an inner motivation for those changes. And this is the problem with most marriage counselors, as I see it. Now, I'm going to get a whole bunch of letters from marriage counselors. I understand that some of you do some good work. But a lot of marriage counselors or couples counselors are focused on problems. It becomes an expensive way of controlling someone else. And, you know, the marriage counselor oftentimes takes sides. And that's not helpful to the relationship or to the partner who feels excluded. Because now we've created a triangular situation. We're triangulizing the situation and it just doesn't work that way. So that's what happens with marriage counselors, and you get into a lot of blaming. And I don't see, I mean, with my study in NLP, I don't see any benefit in sitting there and pointing the finger at someone else and blaming and blaming and blaming. All that's doing is reinforcing negative anchors. And that means more of the same. You know, I'm surprised. People walk out of couples counseling or marriage counseling oftentimes worse than when they came. And, you know, I don't blame the marriage counselor. You're doing with, you're working with what you know how to work with. But I'm going to share some law of attraction ideas today that I think will absolutely improve your love life and your relationship. Okay? And we're working from the inside out. Understand that. We will see change take place in the relationship and in our partner when we make the inner change first within ourselves. Okay, that's the premise. Do you understand that? That's absolutely essential. You have to understand that part first. Once you got that down, everything else falls into place. Okay, so you're living separate lives, right? She's doing her thing, you're doing your thing. You know, it's like two separate worlds. One of the things you can do is practice creative visualization. I know we talk about it a lot on this program. It must be important. Creative visualization is essential. So what I would want you to do is visualize yourself doing some activities that she loves and some activities that you love together. I know in my own relationship, there's things that I like that my partner on her own would never have an interest in. I don't think she would ever on her own pick up a golf club, but that's okay. She does it because she wants to share with me. I never went to a flower garden in my life, but I do it not begrudgingly. I enjoy it now because I enjoy watching her happiness. So I'm always looking for some place to stop and take pictures of flowers. These are different things that each one of us have, you know, that's kind of unique to ourselves. But we've managed to blend them together. That's how things have to happen. That's how things really begin to work. But you've got to visualize it first. You've got to see it in your mind. I know from my own personal experience that visualization is absolutely essential because it creates a future situation. It creates a future opportunity. And it starts to build some pathways within your brain, but also within your energy field for these experiences of the two of you together. So, you know, see yourself riding on a bicycle for two. We haven't done that yet. But you see yourself riding on a bicycle for two. Maybe you see yourself paddling on a canoe down the river. Perhaps you see yourself tied together at the waist and you're climbing a mountain. Whatever you see yourself doing, you see yourself doing it together and enjoying it. So you visualize these experiences over and over and over again, and then you look for opportunities to make them happen. Remember, it's not the experience. It's the energy. It's the vibration. So maybe you visualize the two of you mountain climbing and you're tied together at the waist and you tap into that energy, what it feels like, how exhilarating it is. And maybe you never go mountain climbing, but you do something else together. You capture that energy from that visualized experience and bring it into your life. That's what I want you to do. Now, the other visualization that is absolutely essential and powerful is you begin to connect your heart chakras together. You visualize that green light at the center of your heart, and then you begin to visualize emerging from it a beautiful pink, clear pink rose energy, and it connects to his chakra. And the two of your chakras are connected. Maybe you're across the world. Maybe you're across town. It doesn't make any difference. Energy and the matrix of the universe doesn't recognize that time-space continuum like you and I do. So when you're visualizing the two of you connected, heart to heart, chakra to chakra, oh, it's amazing. It's amazing because there's an energy connection. And real relationships are about energy connection. They're not about anything more than that. The physical connections and everything else come later, but there has to be an energy connection first. That's the main thing. Okay, I've got more to talk about. I've got a lot more to talk about. But first, I want to invite you to our website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Come on, what's stopping you? Give me one good reason of what is stopping you from claiming your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I know you want to save your relationship. I know you want to start your own business. I know you want to advance in your career. I know that you want to work independently. You know, I understand that you want these things, that you want a new house, a new car, and a dream vacation. You want better health. You want better relationship with your family. You want the negative oppression to stop. Whatever it is, let's talk about it. Let's come up with a plan. Claim your 30 minutes absolutely free, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay? We'll be right back after this.
After 20 years of research and testing, and after live seminars all over the world, now available for the first time in print, the most powerful form of energy healing and manipulation in the world is available to non-initiates of the Ancient Mystery Schools. This book is a must-have book for your metaphysical library. If you engage in energy work, Reiki, Theta, Prana, or healing of any type, then you need this book. Get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method by mystics, magicians and miracle mentors Robert Zink and Rachel Haas. Newly released to the public, this book contains 350 power-packed pages on how to change your reality, overall health and well-being through the use of energy, the mind and the law of attraction. Robert Zink is an 18th degree grandmaster in Tiate, Reiki, and ground founding master of the Ruach Healing Method. Rachel Haas is a Reiki master, certified miracle mentor, and alchemy life coach, and an adept master teacher of the Ruach Healing Method. Together, they have unveiled to you a book filled with over 45 diagrams and step-by-step instructions on magical energy healing that causes miraculous-like results. Learn how to apply the holy power of the sacred tree of life to healing. Learn which angel to invoke to create almost instantaneous miracle healing. Learn how to empower your Reiki to the next level. Become certified in the Ruach Healing Method. Once you have read this book and begin applying what you learn, you will be amazed. This book is taking the healing community by storm. Get your copy now. Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to heal yourself and heal others, if you want vibratory power over energy, if you want to take your law of attraction skills to the next level, then you need to get Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method. Don't delay. Claim your copy today.
Our book, Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method, is a manual. It's a Bible for energy work. And if you want to work on a relationship, whether it's business relationships, personal relationships, family relationships, get that book. You can heal anything once you know how to use energy properly. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Get the book. Well, what happens? Your sex life is dwindled, diminished. So one of the visualizations that I will give you for that is a simple one. You go back in time. So you visualize yourself in a time machine. You turn the big dial back. Maybe you turn it back 5 years, maybe you turn it back 10 years. And you go back to a time when things were good. And then you make them better. And you visualize that experience. Now, you can add to the experience. You know, say you were making love on a waterbed and it was rolling around and you were having a lot of fun and everybody was laughing and it was a great time. You can make the waves bigger in your mind. You can make the sex more intense. You can change the coloring, the lighting, the sound. If you didn't like the music that was playing while you were making love, you can change that too. It's your brain. You have my permission. Okay? And you recreate that sexual experience. And you do that several times. And may I suggest that you include some masturbation with this as well. Because while you are masturbating, you are building up energy. Now, there's some debate as to whether you should orgasm or not. Some people say you should. Some people say you save that for your partner. I think the first two or three times you should orgasm, you should make it as intense as you possibly can, delaying it as long as you can, and then orgasm, visualizing that picture in your mind. You're going to want to replay that over and over again, but you're going to want to play it for real. And all of a sudden, you start getting horny for your mate again. You see how that works? Did I say horny on the radio? I did. Well, I was talking about toads. Anyway, you get the idea. You get randy for your mate again. And then you start the visualization, and you don't even have to masturbate. You just start visualizing those pictures. And pretty soon, the next thing you know, you're in the bedroom or on the kitchen table or wherever you're at, and you're having a party. Okay? So you can do that. Other thing is tying the heart chakra again, because, you know, it's not the sex chakra, but I like when there's energy from the heart connecting two people together. Then it becomes more than just a physical act. It becomes a spiritual act and an emotional act as well. Okay? So there you go. Let's get on to the next one. Separate lives. We already talked about that, didn't we? I want to give you one more step for separate lives. How about two candles? And I get candles that match the individual's zodiacal sign. Now, whether you believe in the zodiac or not doesn't make any difference. But, you know, you get a bright red one if they're an Aries, okay? You take crimson one if they're a Pisces or whatever. And you take the two candles and you put them apart, maybe on opposite sides of the dresser. Make sure they're in a safe place. Make sure if they get tipped over, nothing bad will happen. And then every day, you continue to visualize love, happiness, joy, but you move the candles closer together. And you keep moving them closer and closer and closer and closer until the candles are touching and the wax from one candle is melting into the wax from another candle. You can even carve each other's names on these two candles. And if both of you are working on the relationship, do it together. And when you finally reach that point where the two candles are melting together in kind of a puddle of, you know, of mixed colors, so to speak, that's when you want to open up the doorway to rebuilding the bridges physically, emotionally, energetically between the two of you. You're going to notice as you move these two candles together every day that you're going to start feeling closer to him. He's going to start feeling closer to you. And if you're not in the same city, the same locale, it works just the same. Remember, we're talking about vibration. We're talking about energy. This really works. Well, next, I like affirmations. Our love is easy and free-flowing. It's filled with laughter and joy and sex and happiness and loyalty and trust. Put whatever qualities you want in there. But I like the words, our love is easy and free-flowing, because a lot of people believe that they say, I'm going to work on my relationship, as if it's a job, as if it's something to be dreaded. You don't work on your relationship. You enjoy your relationship. You empower your relationship. You love your way into your relationship. You leave words like, I'm working on my relationship. You throw those words away. Throw them in the trash can, okay? They're negative. So I like, our love is easy, because up till now you've believed it was hard. Our love is easy and it's free-flowing, meaning that things just happen. So you can take that and you can add to it any way you see fit and begin doing that affirmation several times a day. Well, my last visualization, this is an incredible law of attraction visualization that I can't take credit for it completely. comes from, well, part of it comes from a book called The Inner Guide Method, or Inner Guide Visualization. I don't even know if the book's available anymore. It might be, though. If it is, I would get it. But visualize that you are going out to play, but you're 5 years old. You're 5 years old, and you're playing in a sandbox with your friend, your lover. The two of you are children again. And visualize that experience of maybe she's running the dolls through the sand and you're driving the army trucks or whatever it is, and have fun with it. And you say, how does this affect anything? What does this do? This is just mind weirdness. No. As you visualize this childlike quality, the two of you as children playing in the sandbox or building a house together. Maybe you're building a treehouse together. I like that. All of a sudden, that energy will start matching up in the physical world. That free-flowing, loving, childlike energy that you have as children will start happening in the physical world. You've got to be children to be in love, right? Love is a childlike quality. Not childish, childlike. Okay, that's the last visualization for this podcast. We've got more. We'll share more in the future. Thank you so much for listening and sharing us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, wherever you're sharing us. It means a lot. Thank you for the kind reviews on iTunes. We really need them. That helps us rank a little higher and reach more people. We like those 5 stars. We like those reviews. Anyway, have a great day. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.